Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. 2 decades of my life I've spent doing advertising. Akhilesh, a small trivia. See, normally what happens is, especially when you look at this government, for every scheme that they have launched, they have spent more in advertising than the scheme itself.
Okay, so good for your business.
Absolutely. But God knows which agency got it. That's a different issue. But the point is, somewhere down the line, whether it is Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, or whether it is, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. Okay, huge, humongous amount of advertising. Ironically, second year of the demonetization anniversary, not a single advertising. Not a single ad in any newspaper released by the government or any television channel released by the government this year.
But Mr. Jaitley was there on TV defending it.
I'm sure he was. Poor guy was asked to. But the point is, not a single advertising. Which technically means that somewhere down the line, I'm assuming, technically means that somewhere down the line, the government knows ye thoda problem hai. Ye thoda theek nahi hua. Khair. You know what is interesting? Now coming back to the main topic. I'm not going to waste your time discussing advertising. Okay. So coming back to the main topic. You see, whenever we've done a show and we get a lot of response, and that's very nice, and we are so happy that we are getting it. Every time we get response, ultimately everything boils down to demonetization. Any, we talk on any subject, the comments down will ultimately boil down to demonetization. Okay, which is nice. Now the thing is, a lot of argument that we get is, initially, you know, we were, demonetization was about getting black money back to India. 15 lakh rupees. You know, that was all demonetization was all about. Nothing happened. Not a rupee of black money came into India. Okay. In fact, the economy, 12 lakh crores se lekar 18 lakh crores ho gaya, but the cash flowing in the market. Okay. So black money, they said, no. It was never meant to be black money. It was meant to be terrorism, funding to terrorism. There is no record except for maybe our IT cell SMSs that one gets, or whatever, WhatsApp messages that one gets, that any terror funding has been increased or decreased. There is no such information of that. So one doesn't know about that. So that is itself another assumption that, you know, terror funding. Then the third point was, it was to build technology so that there is cashless economy. You know, we will only build cashless economy, major technology going to come into picture. That also didn't work. 12 lakh crores was in the floating in the economy, went up to 18, other than going down, it went up. So there it goes. Now the argument that one says is, look, income tax bad gaya na. The money collected through income tax, the money collected through taxes have gone up. Now let us just throw some light on this particular subject. In 2016-2017, the tax, direct tax went up by 1%. Which is fair, because 8th November 2016 is when
the income tax returns file.
Returns file went up by 1%. Okay, 1%. And it was during this November 2016 that this demonetization was launched. So, okay, understandable. 2017-2018, the income tax filed went up by 15%. And everybody said, "Dekho, we said, we told you, ye bad gaya." Okay, because finally it is thanks to demonetization. Akhilesh, what is very ironical and what is very surprising is, in 2010-2011, the income tax filing had gone up to 18%. Tabhi demonetization kaha tha?
Hua hoga.
I mean, now you automatically hua to malum nahi, lekin there was no demonetization. So what is this logic? Where is this logic coming from? That, you know, 2017-2018 mein 15% bada thanks to demonetization. 2010-2011 mein 18% bada tha. Now Akhilesh, let me talk about indirect taxes. Now that also is a big story. Now indirect taxes, which is GST collection, in 2017-2018 went up by 1.8%. Lot of people say, thanks to demonetization. Ironically, indirect taxes in 15-16 had gone up to 20%. This time is 1.8%, that time is 20%. Which demonetization? So somewhere down the line, anytime, every time they are going on changing the goal, ab to field hi change ho gaya. Ab shayad wo kuch aur hi bolenge ke demonetization was made to make India more nationalist. Wo kuch bolta, I don't know, God knows. So I am saying now the field hi change ho gaya, because whatever logic one gives, it is failing. It is failing. And it is making no sense. After my long speech, I hand over to you.
Sujit, we are at the second anniversary of demonetization. So a little recap is worth it. As per the Prime Minister, there were three main objectives that were to be achieved. Tackle black money, tackle counterfeit currency notes in the system, and stop funding of terrorism because of these kind of currencies. These were the three main objectives he mentioned. Later on, before the Supreme Court hearing, and in the press, the finance minister was on record stating that they are expecting that 1/3 of the cash in circulation, at that time it was 15.5 lakh crores, 1/3 of it will not come back. That is what their estimate is. And that, they said, would be the dividend of demonetization. That's about 5 lakh crores of cash. Statistics have belied everything. For almost 1.5-2 years, they would not come out with the real figure of what came back in the system. And almost entire amount, 99.3% as per the Reserve Bank statistics, which were released in July 2018, after a long gap, all came back in the system. So, Mr. Jaitley's estimate of that huge dividend of demonetization never materialized. Black money has never gone down. It remains as it is. All the elections that take place and the horse trading that takes place shows that black money remains in full volume. Counterfeit currency note was not such a big problem. As per the Reserve Bank of India, out of 15.5 lakh crores of cash in circulation, 400 crores was estimated to be counterfeit currency, just 400. So it was never a big problem. It was never meant to be tackled, and so it remains where it is. And terrorism continues. So the Prime Minister's prime objectives were not met. Mr. Jaitley's objective that about over 5 lakh crores of cash will not come back to the system, that did not get met. If they wanted to tackle black money, evidence says that a lot of India's black money is in real estate and gold. But that was never the target of demonetization.
And in politics.
Politics is the Maibap of black money.
Correct.
Okay. So, when they found that none of these objectives are getting achieved, they have kept shifting the goalpost. So, the new goalpost now is that it was meant to increase income tax compliance and returns being filed, and it was also meant to formalize the Indian economy. Of course, formalization meant kill the informal economy.
Correct.
Which they managed in a large extent. But did it result in increased tax collections? GST collections, as you rightly pointed out, in the first 6 months of this financial year have gone up only by 1.8%, and the government is not meeting its GST collection targets. Traders are very reluctantly actually switched over to GST. Still, they are estimating 30% of enterprises have not registered with the GST. So, it really did not meet that objective. It did not meet the objective of cash in circulation. It has, in fact, shot up. It is now 18.5 lakh crores. Now, there are some proponents who say that if the ratio of cash in circulation to GDP is high, it means it's a tax evasion economy. It reflects backwardness of the economy. But the cash in circulation in Japan and Switzerland is much higher than as compared to India in terms of the GDP ratio. Who says that those are tax evasion backward economies? So even that did not get achieved. Then at some point of time, they needed another new goalpost. And that was, demonetization was to start a cashless economy, digitization of transactions. But that was something, first of all, that got perforced. You sucked out 86% of cash in the economy by one speech of the Honorable Prime Minister. How does India survive and transact? How do you? So you had to resort to credit cards. In the first and second months, the amount of digitized transactions shot up. That was out of sheer majburi. You had to transact in some manner. But now, the growth has come down to what it always was. So even that they want to take credit has to do with the advent of technology. It has got nothing to do with demonetization. So we are seeing every time whenever demonetization has to be defended, you rightly pointed out, now the defense of the party has become very feeble or non-existent. But they still have to put Mr. Arun Jaitley to come up with a new reason why demonetization was a grand success.
You know, ironically, when demonetization was announced, Arun Jaitley was nowhere in the picture. I think he was handling the baby later on. I don't think the poor man was there anywhere in the vicinity when the demonetization was prevalent. And you know, today it is just him. So and let us remember, the demonetization was announced by the Prime Minister of this country, not by the Finance Minister of this country. And possibly, I don't know whether the Finance Minister knew it or not, because he was not there in the side when the Prime Minister was announcing one of the most important decisions in his portfolio. Yes. So
we are talking about shifting of the goalpost, because never did a very declared objective ever get announced. It was just a post-mortem being done to say, oh, this got done. But that was never meant to be. Those three objectives really did not get achieved. Black money remains as good as it ever was in the economy. And demonetization anyway kept away a large swath of the black money, which is real estate, bullion and politicians.
Correct.
So it remained. The larger picture that we have, Sujit, now is, we always knew that demonetization has been anti-small business. It has been anti-informal economy. Lakhs of enterprises are supposed to have closed down or downsized very sizably. A lot of people lost their jobs. Rural distress took place. You will remember farmers out of panic burned their currency notes.
Correct.
Rural distress took place. People lost their livelihood permanently or temporarily. What are we doing about that?
First and foremost is, I want to go one step backwards, Akhilesh. I want to first figure out whether did the government of the day, I mean, such a huge step. Okay, I can see 10 reasons how it helped the government, the political party BJP, politically. I can understand because Uttar Pradesh election was in the anvil.
They snuffed out the cash from the opposition.
Absolutely, they sucked the cash out of the opposition, especially the BSP, the Mayawati faction, who was actually picking up in Uttar Pradesh at that point in time, because Akhilesh Yadav and company was, his father and son had a problem and they were anyway down the tube. But it was this lady who was coming up, and you know, they successfully sucked out the money from her. So I can understand all that political reasons. Okay, these are all, deductions. But okay, tell me, can you name one good thing that happened in Indian economy and Indian people? One good thing. You just said three bad things. Tell me one good thing that happened out of demonetization.
Sujit, the fact is it was a measure which was not really done with a very pure economic purpose. So if you ask me to give an economic achievement, sadly, I really don't have anything very outstanding to talk about. It did not achieve any of the objectives. What came were byproducts by the way. And if they are being taken to be achievements like digitization of transactions, I don't think they were to do with demonetization. I am very aware and conscious of the fact that it hit the informal economy, the rural economy badly. And according to me, the present distress in the rural economy and in the MSME sector, the roots lie in demonetization. And unless we don't recognize this, we will not take measures to remedy it.
In fact, demonetization to actually correct what happened due to the demonetization, I think it will take 3 years of absolute good policy making and absolutely good financial governance to get us back to where we were.
But Sujit, what has happened is, I can tell this to you from sheer consulting experience, that the smaller enterprises, their paradigm changed, they got out of business, and in the meanwhile, the larger enterprises have occupied that space. Now, how do they get back?
They cannot.
So, they might just not get a cure.
Another thing that happened among a lot of miscommunication, a lot of, in fact, you know, absolute false information that has been spread. One thing that has been spread is informal economy is bad economy. Cash economy is bad economy. It's actually not. Cash economy cannot be bad economy.
Under the Income Tax Act of India, agricultural income is not taxed. We don't have adequate banking facilities in so many parts of the country. You don't even have net banking available that you can use a swipe a card, etc. So cash is still, it is wrong to say that cash is crime. Cash is still the norm. It is meant to be a norm. If you look at you know, the smaller sector, you're talking small traders, small mechanics, plumbers, electricians. Their economy survives on cash. That doesn't mean they are tax evaders. It is the need of the hour. You kill that,
Absolutely. So what really you've done is you've taken away cash from them. Okay, you've killed that market, and this cash has gone to the so-called formal economy, which now prevails, which is becoming bigger and bigger, and the small man has becoming smaller and smaller, possibly working with the big man or completely succumbed.
A lot of people who lost livelihood never got it back. A lot of people who lost businesses never got it back.
And finally, a common man, a common Indian suffered. I mean, that's all, isn't it? What else can how else can we conclude it?
My conclusion would be something like this, Sujit. It is sometimes okay to accept that you did an error. If you don't accept this error, you're not going to remedy the situation. And the situation needs to be remedied. This MSME sector, wherein the informal sectors is involved, it provides a majority employment in this country after the agricultural sector. They provide the jobs. They provide 32% of India's GDP. They provide 45% of India's exports. How can you let it languish? If you accept that, yes, an error took place, I'm sure a remedy will come. But till the time you don't accept, it will just continue. You'll have the third anniversary of demonetization, the fourth, and we might probably talk the same facts.
And we will not have advertising on that. To conclude, I think, like Akhilesh rightly said, two sectors, MSME sector and the agriculture sector, are the largest job providers to our common Indian. And the two most affected sectors of demonetization were these two.
Yes.
And that's what is harming the country, and this will keep on harming the country till such time that we realize that demonetization was a mistake and then actually sit down and take corrective steps. Till we meet you the next time with another show, another topic. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.